Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
I love that name, smartwithyourmoney.com, Tammy, because that describes what our show is all about.
It is.
We think about how often money can just slip through the cracks and get out of our hands into somebody else's. But the game is to keep the money in your own family.
Yeah, like,
we have an obligation to do that, don't we?
We do.
Well, I am joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today. So we're going to start it off by talking about exercising some good judgment.
Very good play on words. I like that. So exercising good judgment with money, if we're thinking about how to be at our best financially, then we have to make responsible decisions. And one of the decisions that comes up frequently is, especially you see it at the beginning of the year for people every year, is I want to get in shape. Okay, what's the best way to do that? And how can you do it for the least amount of money? And how can you save money on gym memberships?
Right.
So I think we need to go into that topic and let's talk about it.
Okay, let's do it. So number one is never, ever, ever, ever sign a gym contract. How do you feel about that one?
Okay, so never sign a gym contract. I do have mixed emotions about that because several local gyms will require a contract, but I'll say never sign a gym contract without being extremely clear what you're signing.
True. And the high-pressured sales of those guys, I've gone to those before, and I went in knowing, because they all have a promotion where it's free for however many days. And then they want to, right when you walk in, they want to get you in on a contract. And we had looked up one where it said you had to have 30 days written notice before
to cancel
you,
it. Right.
Right.
30 days written notice. And you can't do it in person. You have to actually submit a form either online or print it off and sign it and bring it in.
So here's my suggestion. Just write it when you're signing the contract right in front of the guy. Like, just take out, hey, do you have a piece of paper I can borrow?
Let's cancel it right now.
Write it right there and say, just put that in my file.
When I have a guy that works for me that used to be a manager at one of the local fitness places. And he said it was such high-pressure sales for them as salespeople that they feared for their jobs on a regular basis. So if they didn't meet their numbers, that they would get fired. And that's just lets you look into kind of the mindset of those people. What's their motivation? Their motivation isn't to get you in shape. Their motivation is to sign you up for a membership. And their motivation is to get recurring charges on credit cards, because what happens once people come in for a couple weeks? What do we know happens?
Well, we get all excited at first, and then we just kind of die off.
Right. People stop going in.
Right.
And they don't cancel the recurring charge because they'll make the recurring charge a small enough amount.
Right.
Some of them as low as $10 a month. So people just let it continue to charge forever because they still have intentions that they're going to start going in. There's just some reason why they're not doing it right now.
Yeah, their brain just caught up with their body.
Right. Yeah, what absolutely.
The heck?
I saw there was a sign in a gym that I thought was funny. It said, are you fat and ugly? Join our gym and just be ugly.
Oh, nice. That's very positive motivation there.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw one too that said, I'm afraid the handle on your recliner chair does not count as an exercise machine.
I'm going to argue that because Eli pushed the footrest down and
this
up.
This is our grandson.
Grandson. Up and down. I'm going to say I did 30 leg crunches the other day.
All right, so when you look at these, if you want to sign a contract at a gym, go for it. But just be careful because they may have a low monthly fee, but then they have annual fees that you have to calculate in. And just know that there are going to be recurring charges. And people think they have to get a gym membership because that's the only way that they're actually going to go work out.
Right,
and
right.
You just have to really think about that because just look at a gym any early January and see how packed they are and then see how they are the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. And we all can fall victim to that.
Right.
Just because we have a membership doesn't mean we're going to go.
Very true.
It does mean you're going to get charged, though.
That is super true.
All right, number two on the list, Tammy, this is one of your favorites, is consider your local university's student gym.
Yeah, whenever Derek went to Mizzou, they actually had a parent program. If you had a student that went there, they get the gym for free, well, air quotes, free, $18,000. But anyway, so the parents could join for a very nominal fee. And so that could be something if your child is, or even grandchild is going, may look into it. It's a cheaper way to maybe get motivated to work out.
Yeah, absolutely. Look into it because in the St. Louis area, there are plenty of universities. And I used to work at the UMSL gym and you could pay for a membership there.
Yeah, it's just a little bit cheaper.
Right. It may be cheaper, and some of those are still really nice gyms.
Yeah, they are. They usually have the best equipment.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about how to save money on gym memberships. So number three on the list, Tam.
Check with your local hospital and rehab center. Now, when I had knee surgery, they actually offered that. Whenever my rehab was done, they let me know that I could join, and I can't remember how much it was. I just remember it was a heck of a lot cheaper than a gym membership. I want to say it was like $7 a month or something, but I can't remember. It's been a while.
Definitely worth looking into. Mm-hmm. Number four on our list is my favorite.
Right.
Make your own home gym with used equipment from Craigslist. So you and I just finished completing our home gym, and we've you know, we've had a good home gym for years, but we just added a couple pieces of equipment. Where we just got an elliptical and we got a treadmill, both on Craigslist. And here's one of the things that I did is, I started building my home gym probably 10 years ago, and it was at a time when, a bunch of my friends that had home gyms got smart and finally realized that they weren't going to use the home gym; they were just they'd rather drink.
So they exercise of the elbow.
Well, they'd replace all their home gym equipment with a bar. When they'd finish their basement, and then they'd sell their stuff cheap, and that's the way to buy it. The stuff's not going to wear out.
No, it doesn't. And you found a great treadmill, and a guy had it in his garage covered with dust and a mouse nest or something.
Yeah, okay, so that was a funny story. So, yeah, I go over to this guy. This guy didn't even bother to take good photos for Craigslist, but he did take a photo of the model number, and then one where, with the treadmill still folded up. And you can see it was just absolutely filthy. But I could see for the model number, it's about a $1,200 treadmill. So I'm like, all right, he wants $300 for it. Offer the guy $250. He said yes. I go over there. And here was one of the lessons. Made sure that he plugged the thing in before we left. And sure enough, it wasn't working. So we took the cover off of it. And there was a huge mouse nest inside of this thing. And mouse feces. And
we get the picture.
Yeah, urine all over everything, including the motherboard. It stunk to high heavens, and he couldn't get it to work. So I told the guy, I'm like, you know what? I'll give you $50 to haul it off. So I haul the thing off and bring it home for $50. And I spent over an hour cleaning the thing. I had to clean the motherboard with alcohol and Q-tips. But once I got it cleaned up, you know why it wasn't working? It wasn't because of all the mouse poop. The reset button on the bottom had to be hit. Once I hit the reset button, it worked fine. And now we have a really nice treadmill and it doesn't stink. And the whole family uses it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love it.
Uh-huh. It's a great find.
So definitely do that. Like search Craigslist, and you'll get stuff at half price or less if you look on Craigslist and you watch for the right deal. And especially if you have certain pieces of equipment you're looking for, then set up alerts on Craigslist for it.
Yeah, you might want to wait till February, March, because that's when people are going to decide, well, this is stupid.
Right. There is a lot of stuff on there all the time, though.
There is. There really is. But all right, so number five, we have go outside run, walk, or bike. Now, that is probably my favorite thing because I like to be out in nature. So I do like to do that stuff, and I actually do it more than I realize I do. I guess in my brain I haven't set a designated time and counted as exercise, but, at least once a week I go out there and walk.
Yeah, and that's what's the cost of that?
Nothing.
It's free. It's absolutely free. So it's one that you can't really argue with that. I mean, people get a Fitbit and, be able to measure their steps for the day. I mean, that seems to be a very popular thing to do. And I don't use one, so I don't necessarily have an opinion on one way or the other. But I think it's good It's good for
good
people.
Phone apps too that help you calculate. You and I did that whenever I was trying to run again.
Yeah, the Couch to 5K app or Couch to 10K. Yep. All those are great because they'll take you from the couch all the way to doing, you know, some sort of competitive run. I think that's a great idea. Get outside, especially as the weather gets nice. Go out there and enjoy it. Bring the whole family.
So here's the reality. A lot of us need that accountability partner or some sort of structure to kind of keep us motivated, because that's really what it comes down to, is we have high hopes of doing it and then we just lose our motivation. Because let's honestly, since I met you and got married, I haven't had the motivation to have to exercise. So I do very minimal, but you know, trying to set the goal to have that accountability partner. So what's your we'll count this as number six, and that might be a personal trainer. So how do you feel about those?
All right, so a personal trainer, and I'm gonna skim through this pretty fast, because I think if you need accountability, there's two ways to get it. One is going to be either a personal trainer, or two would be finding a workout partner. Mm-hmm. Workout partner's free, and you could even have them come over to your home gym if that's the way you want to do it. A personal trainer, I think that can be really good, especially to get you out of the starting blocks, to start getting you back in shape and get a routine going, and that will definitely create accountability if you're paying for that. I think that group personal training is going to be much cheaper than if you have to pay for one-on-one personal training. So I would probably encourage that, is go with the group training where there's at least three or four people at a time where one trainer is doing it. They can afford to do it for a lot less. All right, so those are our tips for how to save money on gym memberships. You could download these at smartwithyourmoney.com. Visit our website, download these tips, and make sure that you stay smart with your money and don't give it away just to get in shape. So coming up, do you know what a debt strategist is? Well, we're going to be covering that when we return. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.